Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I see life and it's passing right before my eyes. And the past is the past. Don't regret it. Time to be alive.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Amy Cardell. She's become a great member of our Brain Trust this year. She's Vice President of Strategic Workforce Relationships at CompTIA. Is that a .com on the end there, Amy?
It's a .org. .org.
CompTIA.org. Yep. CompTIA.org. Remind us again, what do you guys do?
We are the leading certifying body and trade association for the technology industry.
And your job is to build those relationships and to advocate for all of that. And that's a really important job, folks, because one of the things that we have a problem out on Main Street. Amy, we don't have enough training. Small business owners aren't good at training. We're not devoted to training. And if there's one thing.
Well, small business owners have to do a lot.
We do, but we don't. We don't do enough of it. Corporate America trains like crazy, but and almost too much sometimes. But small businesses don't. And that's the reason why I'm excited about what you guys are doing, because you train people all the way down the line. So I want to talk about women, though, because you said something. And before we went to the break, that I want you to say again about women and computers. I don't want to quote you. I want you to say it.
Yeah, women are not well represented in computer jobs, and I think it's because we're afraid of technology. Or
I've never heard
like
a woman
it.
Say
and
that before.
Why.
If I had said that, Amy, I'd get roasted. If I said women are afraid of computers, they'd come get me. Why do you say that?
Well, I think women don't think they're that important. I think women like to do things that will change the world, have generational impact, do things that are, you know, going to make a difference. And somehow, overall, the statistics bear out that women aren't getting engaged in computer jobs because they think they're a waste of time.
But see, but Amy, if you listen to some people, it would be because men are keeping them out. A lot of people think it's the patriarchal system that we're not getting women. You know, we're telling them they should be housewives and not go to math class and things like that. Do you agree with that? Or
yeah,
is that wrong?
That's another myth. Math isn't a big piece of computers, but I think what's important to remember is, you know, there's so much career opportunity in technology, and so many ways to help others with technology. That women should be interested in technology. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm often the only woman in the room for technology things, and there's more coming than there have been in the past. A lot of women broke the glass ceiling before me in this field, but there's still not good representation. And I think part of it is this disconnect of what can you do with it, you know, and you can do a lot with technology, and it doesn't require a lot of math, and we're myth-busting around that all the time. So before the break, I was starting to tell you about our programs, 8 weeks. We can take someone who's got 10th grade skills and get them into an entry-level tech job. Mm-hmm. And we can also train employees of tech
What kind of training is that? Is it coding? Everybody thinks it's coding or whatever.
Yeah, no. Infrastructure and security basics, really help desk stuff, you know? Yeah. Everything from setting up the network to be secure, starting down that road of troubleshooting all the logistics of how to get this darn thing to work. And you know, we've been able to do that training remotely through our foundation, and we have an academy too, CompTIA Tech. And, you know, we've done it during the pandemic and mm-hmm. placed people in great jobs. I've got a story to share on that.
All right, go ahead.
Okay. So, pandemic. Obviously, we're training remotely now. We used to do classes in person. CompTIA Tech has classes around the country. You can look us up and find it. And Christina in Oregon is a great example. So she, out of high school, wanted to be a nurse, got into home health care, was really getting burned out 8 years into that. You know, it's a heavy burden to be in home health care.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of a dead-end job because there's not the next step in the rung unless you go to nursing school, right? And how do you do that if you're working? And it takes a long time. So she saw one of our postings about this boot camp, and we scholarship people like this. So if you're interested, you know, check it out. So we put her through the 8-week class. She got a job that doubled her pay. She bought a car for the first time in her life. Can you imagine what a big difference that is in your 20s? She's able to take the dog out in Oregon for walks and things in the countryside. And she's in a software company now doing support, and she's on a pathway that'll lead to, you know,
because she took your because she took your course.
And that's how important technology is, because it.
All right, stop.
It's a leveraged application.
Tell them people are ready to push the button. Tell them how to get there. Tell them, walk them through the, how to get there.
Right. So if you know someone who wants more tech training, you can go to CompTIA Tech, and you can check that out. And we'd be happy to help you further on that.
Now, also,
yes.
CompTIA, CompTIA Tech.org. Is that right?
.org.
Yeah, okay.
Yep, you'll find us right there. And
it's intuitive, right? I mean, they walk right through it, right?
Yeah. Apply. We'll screen you. We'll help you. We'll see scholarships.
And there's scholarships for it if you can't afford it?
Yep. It's amazing.
How much does it cost if it is a scholarship?
Oh, it varies, but you know, we're mostly scholarshiping right now.
Yeah.
We're really helping out people who need
right.
it. Yeah.
Folks, go to comptia.com.org and check it out. And this, I'm excited about what you guys are doing, Amy, because this is what we need to be doing all over the country. Small business owners, take advantage of this. Hey Amy, will you come back? We love having you on the show. Amy Cardell, ladies and gentlemen, she's with CompTIA, CompTIA.org. We're going to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blessing. Stay with us. We're on.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.